Howdy, y'all, and welcome to the Ears Podcast, produced by Terrier TV. I am Alligator Rob. I am joined by a very visible Bill.
Yes, I am here, and you can see me.
and there is an invisible Cindy around here somewhere.
I am invisible, yes.
Is everything going okay, Cindy?
It is. I am out of town this week. My best friend had surgery, so I'm down taking care of her.
Oh, God bless you. That's awesome. Well,
by taking care of, I mean just sitting here annoying her, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. You're taking grapes and throwing grapes at her? One of those kind of things?
Basically.
Or fireballs. We know how it actually goes. Yep. Cinnamon candy fireballs.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Anything interesting been happening this week, Bill?
No, not really.
No.
We're just chugging along.
Okay.
Yep.
I got invited to on a podcast called the criminal podcast. First thing I said was it wasn't me. Like, it wasn't
right,
me.
Wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But I guess they're one of the top 10 podcasts in the country.
Okay.
And they wanted me to come on there and chat with them about all sorts of strange Alligator Rob happenings. So is that a second person or a third person? That's weird. Okay, yeah.
Is it crime based? Is it?
No, they wanted to talk about Chicago and research. So I was telling our guest here in a second, which I haven't broke out yet, but I will in a second, that they sent me a Pelican case full of gear to do their podcast with. So it's not just it's not like you call in on a cell phone. They send you this Pelican case and you open it up and it's got this really fancy headset that you plug into your phone, and then you start it's an app that's specifically for recording. It's kind of unbelievable. A little bit crazy.
Well, they are showing us up.
Yeah, they're top tier kind of stuff going on there, without a doubt. But anyhow, I digress. Again, I had to use it at least once in the episode.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you guys ready to get into this today?
We are.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, today on the podcast, we are joined by the chief of the Titusville Police Department, Chief John Lau. Chief, thank you so much for being here with us.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I was talking to Gator Bill earlier today, and we were talking how long ago it was the first time we met you. I know Bill met you before I ever met you, but I think when I first met you, you were a sergeant at the Titusville Police Department on a Gator call way back in the day sometime. But your career's been pretty awesome because most all of it's been here, right, with Titusville PD?
Yes, 100%. I have started my police career at Titusville, and I'm currently, and as a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, I passed my 30-year mark.
Wow, that's amazing. Does being here at that one spot that long and literally being at every piece throughout it, that's got to give you some amazing insight to be where you're at now and kind of understand where each piece of the puzzle's at along the way and where the different officers are at the time they're there, right?
Yeah, it truly has been a blessing because, you know, you don't really know what you're going to do when you get into a new career. I came from New York, so I was looking for maybe even going larger. Within 2 to 3 years, Titusville gave me an opportunity, and I said, I'm going to give them a good 2 to 3 years so they get a return on their investment, and then maybe I'll look around. In that 2 to 3 years, not to be too corny, this community won me over, and I have been indebted to give back to this community since then, and this will be my only job in law enforcement. I have no desire to go anywhere else, and I love this community.
That's a very rare thing this day and age, is it not?
It is. I mean, each generation has their things. Even though my age doesn't hit the parameter of a baby boomer, my actions speak of baby boomer. I am truly my parents, you know, raised me, and I am very much that way. Loyalty is a huge thing in our department, in our family, and it's just,
as well it should be.
Yeah. So yeah. Loyalty is everything, and I truly mean this. I feel like I still have to give back to our city because of the blessings I've gotten from this community.
So when you came here, when you came to Titusville, and you hadn't had any law enforcement background before?
That's correct. I actually owned and operated my own business up on Long Island, New York.
Okay. And so you came here, and what made you decide?
A lot of my friends were in public safety up where I was raised, my lifelong friends, whether it was law enforcement, whether it was fire department, New York City, Suffolk County, Long Island. And, you know, I got to live vicariously through them and a little bit of the excitement. And so it was always back there, but I was following my dream of being an entrepreneur. And then we had a lull in the economy. Black Monday hit. It was in 1988. And that was the beginning of my business to start to dive. And I was young. I started the business when I was 17, still in high school.
What were you doing? What was the business?
Window treatments, curtains, vertical blinds, you know, that type thing. And it was commercial. I mean, I did work on Wall Street and
wow,
one-man show owned and operated. So I enjoyed what I was doing. I enjoyed trying to figure out how to make it work. But when it really started to flounder, I figured, you know what? Let me go into the service business.
Okay, and so amazing. And then you went to the academy, I guess they...
Yeah, so back then you put yourself through the police academy, you had to pay your own way and out-of-state tuition, and then you had to try to figure out how to get a job, and then you have to apply to different cities, and Titusville gave me the first opportunity. I only put 3 applications out, they were the first call, they gave me the first nod, and I've been here ever since.
Okay, wow.
When you started off your career here, did you ever imagine you'd be where you are now? Was that ever part of the plan?
No, it was never.
Never had those aspirations?
No, but my mom and dad always instilled to always strive for more and always, try to do more and give more than you take type thing. And I've always been in my mind a problem solver and wanting to be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. So I never dawned on me. I was just serving our community, and then it just kept going. And I had such an amazing time. And truly, the officers we have today, right now, the men and women that are out there, I've never, in my 30 years, I've never seen such an amazing staff of folks that don't, they take their job seriously, but not themselves. And it's really,
you know, I was actually telling Frank that the other day when he was talking about how you're going to be on the show.
I was fixing to say the same thing. Yep.
So
I told him, you know, your officers, I interact with all kinds of law enforcement agencies because of my job. Your officers above and beyond are always the most compassionate, the most willing to help, the most concerned about whether or not they're doing a good job working with victims. It's beautiful to watch.
Well, thank you. They really, it's fun to work alongside of them, and it truly is a blessing.
Yeah, it's a great group of human beings, and Cindy and I were talking about that. With the work I do, too, I deal with a lot of law enforcement all over the county and have for a long time, and it's always been a pleasure dealing with Titusville. I mean, it's a lot of great officers, not to mention, I think, the best-looking vehicles in probably the state. You know, I told the fire department the same thing, which I still believe is true. But I tell you what, the graphics in the police cars are amazing.
So, yeah. although we are a team effort, I have to totally give credit to our deputy chief, Todd Hutchinson,
yeah,
who really has always been an enthusiast of the, you know, looking the part. And we have won awards all over the state for the design and the layout of our vehicles. But I would really be remiss if I did not thank our city manager and our elected officials, our mayor, vice mayor, and council for supporting us and for allowing us and helping us in purchasing such vehicles. These vehicles, it sounds silly, but when you pull up, it really does kind of exude a command presence.
It does.
And mm-hmm. It is very important in recruiting and retention. So we definitely have the best equipment around, and we know it. We're not cocky when we say that. It's something that we're proud of.
As well you should be. Going all these years from, again, road officer to where you are now, how has your leadership style changed over the years? It's had to kind of evolve along the way, I'm sure.
It's probably evolving. You know, I'm probably going to be different tomorrow than I was today.
I think any good leader would say that. Yep.
The one thing that I have learned is patience sometimes is not one of my strong suits. And I like things when I like things, and especially if it's life and death, I it has to be now. And I have learned to, and my boss would say, learn how to lead from direct to indirect leadership. So when I'm coming upwards, a sergeant is very direct and helping the officers, you know, do things and might even get involved and taking over and questioning or you know, showing something. But where I sit now, it is so imperative to be an indirect leader, more of a cheerleader, someone who goes out and, you know, my job is not to point out fault. My job is to point out the great and amazing things they're doing. We have staff. We have other areas that will redirect or retrain someone in doing something better and all. But so it's really, it's constantly evolving. And the other thing that we're dealing with now, the young folks coming up today are so different than when I was raised. And it's not the wrong approach is to try to change them. They are who they are, and they're being raised in an era that I wasn't. So we have to evolve. The folks that are 20 years and up in our agency, it's up to us to adapt to the new time. And you don't sell the farm out. You don't completely give up your values and morals. That's not what I'm saying. We have to figure out a better way to communicate and to speak their language. And that's always a challenge, but more so the past 5 to 7 years.
Okay. Speaking of challenges, with the city of Titusville right now, from a law enforcement perspective, what do you think the biggest challenges are facing our community?
So it's going to be keeping up with the population.
The growth is going insane.
The Space Center, and this is, a lot of times I'll joke around, this is why I'm a police officer, because I didn't understand what privatization of the space program meant. I mean, I'm laughing. I'm going, okay, so Walmart's going to be launching rockets. Okay, but now that we see what that means, and now that, you know, thank God for the visionaries in that area, because it's great for our world, our nation, and certainly Florida and Titusville. So now we have to keep up with the demands, the increased service demands for our visitors. I mean, there's 1.8 million visitors a year that goes out to the Space Center. And then this blew me away. There's more than 2 million a year that go out to the wildlife refuge.
Oh yeah.
So they're using city streets. They are coming to city restaurants, and we have to provide that service. So we have a very good plan to keep our staffing up to level, but finding good qualified folks that want to serve their community in a capacity of law enforcement, that is a challenge. We are having more than ever now. We have no problem recruiting, but immediately within the first year, they say, this is not for me, and they're leaving. And that is something that we're struggling with. And so
I think that's something that everyone's struggling with.
Gotcha.
I hear that a lot.
Especially in the law enforcement world.
Well, but yeah. Even in other jobs. I mean, they talk about a young person nowadays, it's not unusual for them to come to you with a resume where they've had 5 different jobs in the last 2 years, which you and I would think, you know, when we were brought up, you don't do that. You stay at a job for 3 years. Absolutely. And then you move on. But they think differently. And so it's a whole different, like you said, connection.
It is a challenge, but that's what makes it, you know, interesting. And we have to figure out the secret sauce. We were one of probably the first agency in Brevard County that sponsored men and women to go to the academy. And what that means is, like I spoke of earlier, that I had to put myself through the academy, then I had to apply and try to find a job. We do it reverse. We try to find folks that have the heart to do this profession. And if they have the heart to serve and to truly do this, we can teach law enforcement. So we find folks in our community. We then pay them to go to the academy. We pay for the academy, all the books. We provide extra help and teaching. And then when they come back, you know, now they're take the state exam, they've graduated, and now they're police officers for us.
That's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And what we were able to, there was a large amount of population that were 32, 35 that said, I have a family. I have to work. So we had to figure out, how do we get someone who is looking on a second career. How are we going to do this? Well, the answer is we're going to have to pony up. Now, we do make them sign a contract. So they have to stay with us for 2 years. Otherwise,
that's fair.
Pay back. It is.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah. So we've been very good. Now that's the norm. Every department's doing that.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
And genius.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. Genius. So there's a lot of things going on in communities around the country with law enforcement in the community. And I know a big thing with Titusville PD has always been different programs going on with the community and that community outreach you guys have always done. I mean, different things from taking kids Christmas shopping. I've seen all kinds of different things over the years that are really incredible. Tell me a little bit about some of those programs you guys have going on right now.
That's funny because about a half an hour, 45 minutes ago, I was on a conference call with all of the, we have six events Saturday.
Okay.
And that's just six. That's wide open. I have two others as well. So we don't know the word no. If there's a church in town or if there's a group, an organization that would like a canine demo and they ask, we're going to say yes. We're going to figure out how we do that. One of the mottos or mantras, I should say, that we have within our police department, this is not my police department. It's your police department. It's the community's police department.
Which is a beautiful and unique way of looking at it.
And so if somebody needs something or wants something, it's theirs. Well, then they're going to get it.
Yeah.
And so we want to break down any barriers that might be there. We want, especially when we're dealing with young kids, we want them to look at our officers and not be in fear. We want them to be petting the dogs and enjoying that type of an opportunity. And what's really neat is you see us like in a parade, a Christmas parade, and you'll hear the, oh, that's the dog that was in my class, mommy. And it's really awesome that they remember that and they remember their name and the handles will go over. And it's just, that's what we're aiming for. That's our goal.
Well, and I think the whole resource officers in schools helps, you know, with kids to, you know, you develop a relationship with a police officer and as somebody that you can trust and somebody that's a friend.
Yes.
And I think that's been an excellent, you know, because being a teacher and I've seen that over the years when we started it and it's done wonderful things.
And thank you. We have 12 in the city of Titusville. We have probably around 7 or 8 officers that work the road. So 50,000 people are serviced with 7 or 8, and we have 12 officers alone in the schools. That's how committed we are to the program. And I'm glad you pointed it out, because I don't think a lot of times new programs are started from a knee-jerk reaction from an incident. And it's understandable. So you go down to what happened south of us and the tragedy down in Broward County. And then all of a sudden Tallahassee gets involved. And I love that they got involved, but they were too much on security, 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 security. The strength of the SRO program, the school resource officer program, is the relationship building.
And, oh, yes.
And without mentioning a school, we've had two incidents in the past 20 years that would have been, one of them would have risen to a Columbine that was foiled the night before because of the relationship with the school resource officer and a staff member. It was one of the teachers, and the other one was a student. And so it's not the, you know, yes, we're ready to keep all the kids safe, and that's truly what, you know, our goal would be in that situation. But our real goal is to prevent it before it happens. That's the goal.
Right. Yep.
No doubt about it. You have a very stressful job, and you have for a very long time. What are some things you enjoy doing away from law enforcement?
Great question. So I have, yeah, good one, Cindy.
Great question. I would love to have some time away. So,
if you think of something, you let me know what that is. No, I love sports.
Okay.
I've always loved sports. So I do watch sports. I you know, watch the games and, you know, World Series is on.
Okay. Who's
Friday.
Your team? Who are your teams?
I can't say because they lost in the last round.
Oh, okay.
You're a Yankees fan.
I am a Yankees
fan. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Long Island. Yeah. That would make sense.
It does make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a family that My wife works for a judge in Seminole County. Actually, she works for the chief judge for Brevard and Seminole.
Okay.
And so the things that she hears and reads in her life and the level of customer service that she's providing at her level at another angle, we're weird in the same way. And so, you know, we like kind of lean on each other. And so really, I'm a homebody. I really do love my back porch is phenomenal. We love to just hang out there and solve the world's problems and have music playing. I cook a little bit. And
now, so are you a grill man or a smoker?
So I am a wannabe. Okay. Christmas of last year, my wife Vanessa bought me a green egg.
Ooh, okay.
So I am a novice, but I'm learning. I'm learning, and I've butchered a couple things, and I've had a couple things where I thought, my goodness, this is the best I've ever had. I'm learning.
Yeah, because what was it? Somebody said to me, there comes an age when you either need to learn how to smoke meat or become an expert in World War II. Those are your two options.
Oh my garage, that's a riot. Okay, so I don't, honest to goodness, I've seen the green egg. Explain to me the science behind the green egg, because I have no idea what I remember getting a gator off of somebody's front porch here in Titusville, and their green egg was knocked over, and they were more upset about their green egg being knocked over than they were about an alligator in their front porch.
Oh, you don't know how expensive
those things
it
are.
Is.
Expensive.
Yeah. See, I had no idea. What is it a thing for smoking, or what is it? So I honestly just don't know.
It's a cult. It's like the Jeep of grills.
that is a great way to put it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hilarious.
True. It's really all about, it's a ceramic, and again, it's like a dome. And the whole premise behind any type of good grilling or smoking is maintaining the temperature inside.
Okay.
And so if you take your traditional propane grill that you might get at one of the box stores, and you open it up and you're poking at it and you're smushing the burgers and everything, you've let all the heat out. And now we put it back down and we're expecting it to catch right back up. But it's going to take a good 5 to 10 minutes to catch back up. So the premise, there's several other name brand grills that are very, very good. As a matter of fact, the green egg people will go again, you know, I can't even Traeger, or there's another one, which is where you have the smoker going, but it's really just about maintaining the temperature.
And the green egg's supposed to be really good at that.
It is.
And okay.
Well, because it's ceramic, it holds the heat.
I had no idea the science behind the green egg. I just knew it was a green egg. I knew it was for cooking, but I knew nothing more than that.
When you sear a steak at like 800 degrees is what it is in there, it makes a huge difference. You do that in your house, and you have that smell inside your house for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, and again, I'm just sticking my toe in the water. you know, have me back next year, and I'll give you an update.
Okay, sounds good. The Jeep of grills, is that what you said, Cindy?
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, that was the greatest quote I think we've heard in a long time.
That was good. That was good.
Oh, Lord. All right, so you guys ready to do some trivia?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe.
This one, it might be up y'all's alley. I don't know. So I went with law enforcement movies.
Law enforcement movies.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Movies that had a law enforcement theme to them. Which there's been some pretty good ones. And I found out looking through this, most all the good law enforcement movies were from the late 80s and early 90s.
Hmm.
Almost all of them. It's pretty spooky when you come right down to it. But okay. So this movie made in 1988 involved a New York City policeman visiting his estranged wife.
It's a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie. I watch it every Christmas. Movie. Yeah. I watch it every Christmas.
Die Hard.
Indeed.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Okay, so number two. This movie in 1987 involved an L.A. police detective. The name of the movie was Lethal Weapon. What was that detective's name, the main star of it?
Riggs?
Yeah, it was Murtaugh and Riggs.
Do you remember what Riggs' first name was?
Riggs.
What was Martin.
Oh, God.
It was. It was
Martin
Riggs.
Yes, that's right.
Oh. Very good. Very good.
That's right.
This one was one of my favorites. I still enjoy watching this when it comes on. This movie, made in 1987, was directed by Brian De La Palma. De Palma? Brian De Palma.
De Palma, yeah.
It involves a famous crime boss known as Al
Capone.
Al Capone, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
So what was that movie called?
Capone.
Nope.
Godfather?
Nope, not The Godfather either, nope.
No.
It starred three very famous people.
Yes. 87, you say?
87, yep.
Go ahead, Cindy, tell us.
I have no idea.
The main character in it was Kevin Costner.
Oh, The Untouchables.
Yeah. The Untouchables, yes.
The Untouchables.
Kevin Costner, Sean Connery, and Robert
De Niro. Oh, yes. That's the one where, you know, they knock one of yours out. Sean Connery's giving him the speech.
Okay. And question B off of that. What was Kevin Costner's character's name in The Untouchables?
Oh, that was easy. Elliot Ness.
It was Elliot Ness. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are knocking him out of the park.
Because he was a very famous FBI agent. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they made the TV series The Untouchables. My dad used to watch it.
Really?
When I was a kid.
I never saw that.
Oh, you didn't? Black and white. So, you know.
I like plenty of black
and
white
I love
shows.
The way that you said, I watch that movie when it comes on. You know, they stream stuff, dude. You can click on something and watch.
Oh, well, I know. But if I look somewhere and it pops up,
and
I
pops
watch
up?
It. Yeah.
How often does that happen?
Quite a
what
bit.
What do you live in a cave or something?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes I hollow out a spot in a tree and just hang out for a couple of days. Okay. And then I plug the cable into it.
I
plug the cable into
rabbit
it.
Rabbit ears up, and you try, you're watching channel 35 or whatever.
Okay. You're going to get me chuckling. I'm not going to stop. All right. This movie, made in 1995, involved a master criminal who was actually Robert De Niro. And he was trying to take one last score before he retired.
Heat.
Indeed. Yeah.
Okay.
One of the most famous shootout scenes, I think, in any movie.
I love that shootout scene.
Yeah. That was a pretty good one from back in the day. All right. You guys are destroying these. It's not even fair.
Oh, see.
All right.
Cindy, yep. You shouldn't have gotten all of them right.
I am definitely not winning this one.
This movie was 1993. Harrison Ford is wrongfully accused of murdering his wife. What was Harrison Ford's name?
Oh, God.
He was a doctor.
Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He was a doctor. Doctor.
A one-armed man.
Right.
Killed his wife.
Because it's the Fugitive.
It is the Fugitive. Yep.
And what was his name?
I cannot remember. Doctor,
you got the doctor part down.
Yeah, well, I got the doctor part down. Thanks.
That's another one of those. If it's on, you have to watch it. If it's somewhere and it's playing, you got to stop what you're doing and watch it. Yep. It was classic.
Oh yeah, Tommy Lee Jones.
Indeed.
Yep.
His first name was Richard.
Oh, Richard Kimball.
Yeah, indeed, Richard Kimball. And if I gave you the doctor part, you'd
that
have
it. That was it.
Good job.
Okay, the last one. This movie, made in 1991, was remade recently, and it was absolutely terrible. Like most remakes, it was the worst idea on the planet.
Okay.
I mean, it was a terrible remake. Good grief. It involves a string of bank robberies where all the bad guys wore president's masks.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I know it.
I know this one, too.
Yep. Go ahead, Brandon. What is it?
It's not coming to me.
Well, one of my favorite movies ever.
Cindy, go ahead.
I don't know.
You got it.
Point Break.
Indeed.
Yep. The only reason I know that is because from the Avengers movies. And that's what they always called Thor, Point Break.
That is. You're right. I didn't think about that. That's true. Do you know what Keanu Reeves' character's name was?
Ooh.
Do you know it?
I do.
Go for it.
Johnny Utah.
That was Johnny Utah.
Oh yeah, I love that. The Bronco he drove, was that the? Did he drive that Bronco, or is that the one from Speed? They had the Bronco in Speed.
The Bronco was in that one. There was a Bronco in that one, but it was driven by a bunch of bad guys.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
They called the local
own like three cars.
Right.
And they put them in all these
they
movies.
They just rotate them.
This is
yeah,
true.
Yeah. They just put them in there.
What about Patrick Swayze? What was his character's name?
Oh, Patrick Swayze.
You know this one too?
Not right yet.
He didn't have a last name. He only had a first name.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Yeah. Do you know it? Go for it.
Bodie.
It was Bodie. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
No.
Knocking him out of the park. You guys have any kind of? I know you got. I'm going to have a couple of your officers at my event in November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, working security. So thank you guys for doing that. Do you guys have anything big coming up here you want to tell everybody about?
Oh, we have, you had mentioned our Shop with a Cop, but it's always every year. We do that, and it's 100 kids that...
which is the coolest program ever.
It really is. And, you know, it's a little different since the COVID virus had hit. Now we get our names, and then we call the parents, and we schedule a time to go to Target or Walmart, wherever, you know the gift cards are. And we do it with them. It was so much better, though, when you had two of the Kennedy Space Center buses filled with the uniforms and the kids, and we would just infiltrate.
Oh, yeah, just take over a place. Yeah.
What was incredible was you can just imagine, you can read the people's minds there in Walmart. It's about 7:15. I'm going to sneak in. I'm going to get a few things. And then all of a sudden, we hit the aisles, and they're like, oh. But then what's really cool is when they see what it is, and then they're handing, hey, here's some money. So we always have somebody handling the money to put towards more kids, because it really
that's
is
epic.
It is mm-hmm. totally heartwarming.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of our biggest, but again, we have a bunch of church things. In 2 weeks, I'm actually going to be North Brevard's next James Bond, which is a fundraiser for the Children's Advocacy Center.
How awesome is that?
It really is. And so we're...
They do amazing work. That is an amazing program to support.
It truly is. This, as Cindy mentioned, this weekend we have the Women's Center is doing the Boots and Bandits at Fox Lake Park. That's 6 o'clock on Friday. I'm sorry, Saturday. I keep getting my days mixed up. And then it's next Friday, the 4th. For this other, but it's we just do whatever we can to give back to our community, and so do the 100 officers we have and the 50 civilian support staff. And again, I cannot say enough about the city, our community, and just blessed to serve.
Do you guys have a way for if people want to do, say they want to be a law enforcement officer with the Titusville Police Department, where would they go to learn more about that?
Yeah, they could go right to the website. It's a very easy thing. You could always just call right in.
What is that website?
So it's TitusvillePD.com.
Okay.
And it's pretty easy to navigate. But if you go to our website, there'll actually be a recruitment button. You press that, and it'll tell you exactly. You just call us. We have people come in, and we have informal interviews just to kind of see if they're going to be, you know, good for it. And we put them on a ride along and do that before we even get them involved. So you just call us directly.
Okay, awesome. All right, Bill, Cindy, okay. another episode in the book. I think this was a great one. Chief, thank you so much for being here with us. We really, really, really appreciate you being here. Thank you for what you do for everybody in the community. You're a huge resource, and we appreciate you a lot. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, and it is truly our privilege. And I think this program you're doing is just terrific, and I love it's involving getting kids involved and could be the rest of their life and careers. So thank you.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you a bunch. That's that guy right there was a big part of me having any of these ideas. I mean, teachers make a huge difference. And,
absolutely.
Yep, Bill's always been a great one, so... Anyhow, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you all being here, and we'll catch you all next week. Bye-bye.